Today we bring you a band that is steeped in Arizona's landscapes, Los Jones. The band is both new and old. It was formerly called K-Sonic, but the name didn't really capture who they were. So last year, the frontman, Steve Jones, put forward the new name, and it stuck. As Jones puts it, Los Jones is a nod to both his heritage and to his band family. It's all about roots and connecting for him, which is fitting for a band that sings ballads about Arizona. So before social distancing was on anyone's radar, I caught up with Jones to hear some of the band's tunes and talk about their story at the farm at South Mountain. And I started off by asking him about his own artistic background, which extends beyond music.
Well, back in the 90s, I was trying to start a poetry magazine and to compete with a bunch of other rags that were out there. And it didn't succeed much, but people liked the name of the poetry magazine, which was called Primitive Id. And so I figured, well, if people weren't going to read my poems, maybe they'll listen to some songs. And then my partner said, well, you might as well use the name Primitive Id because we've already got T-shirts. So the first band was Primitive Id, and that was back in the mid-90s, mm-hmm. when everything with Jim Blossoms and stuff was happening.
Kind of right in that Tempe scene.
Right, yeah. So before taking a hiatus, I was kind of on the Mill Avenue scene.
All right. And then what led you to that hiatus? You had to sort of grow up at some point?
I needed to make money.
Right.
At some point, I decided that I really wanted to be a family man. And the gigs weren't really even feeding me, and they certainly weren't going to feed a wife and kids. So I picked up a trade, started a lighting electrical business, and got married and had three kids. And so I was just too busy to play music. The kids were small. So that's why I had to give it up initially. But then at the urging of my wife a few years ago, I picked up the guitar and made some phone calls.
Right, you got back into it. What was that like, having to give it up? I mean, was it an easy decision at the time and then something you sort of slowly missed over the years?
It's a regrettable decision. Mm. And it's not, I made the wrong decision. Mm. I should have found a way to play. And no one asked me to do this. You know, I was kind of being a martyr and saying, okay, you know, time to grow up, time to put down the guitar and go make some money. It wasn't really necessary. I could have fit music in. And I was the only one pushing myself out of music. Looking back, you know, I lost a lot of time playing music that really was not necessary. But what I realize now that I didn't realize then is the spiritual value of being able to make music. And frankly, now I feel like, gosh, if you're capable of making music and you don't, you know, what's wrong with you?
Fair enough. And I understand one of the songs you're going to play for us is sort of about that transition, right? This song, Red Tile Revolution. What's it about?
So Red Tile Revolution describes two things. On one level, it describes the development of the South Mountain area, mm-hmm. especially along the Baseline Corridor. I've been in Arizona for a few decades now, and when I first moved here, Baseline was really untouched, and you could really get into nature very quickly, you know, with very short drive or very short hike. And so it's kind of my response, a melancholy response to the fact that this area has been developed like so many others. But also, back in the 90s, there was a place called the Baseline Mansion. And what it was is it was an old farmhouse built in the 30s, had about 12 bedrooms. And you could, if you're an artist, you kind of went through a vetting period, but if you're an artist, you could rent a room there for like $150 a month. So it was just filled with painters and musicians, and they would have concerts there. And my band members, I usually had two or three band members that lived there. So we would practice at the Baseline Mansion. And it was a place that I was really connected to. And what the song kind of narrates is that at one point the lease was up. And so that property became the secret garden, kind of the marriage wedding venue. And so in that December, everyone had to move out. And I think it represented a transition in most of our lives. And that was around the time that I had also decided, well, time to grow up. You know, looks like the music thing's not going to pan out, so time to get a trade. Mm. And a lot of my counterparts experienced the same thing.
Yeah. All right, let's hear it.
Thank you. red tiles are covering South Mountain. It's a cement overflow, and they're hemming in the mansion that big girl's gotta go. In the trees that line the window, surely blow away. Oh yeah. And the arches on the roadside will lay down within a day. And the air that carries patchouli will belly dance away. Those who gingerly remember about the earth that slows the shame. Though the sovereignty is threatened by the rising price of dirt. Oh yeah, it's a scrambled signal sent to jam your mother earth. And the rent is paid through December, and you burn the bamboo wall, and we hitchhike home from baseline. Hazy mountains have dissolved. The mountains have dissolved.
So let's talk about another song you're going to play for us. This one is all about Bisbee, I understand. Tell us the story.
Okay, well, the song I think you're talking about is Flophouse Fairies. So back in the 90s, I was in a band that played really all over the state, parts of New Mexico, parts of Texas, and we would kind of make a loop, and Bisbee was included in that loop. And there's a bar in Bisbee called St. Elmo's. It goes back to, I think it was founded in 1881. And so you can imagine the transitions in that town in the time since its inception. So when we'd play a show there, the band was invited to stay upstairs in what used to be a brothel. And so these rooms were tiny and intended for one purpose, which was not sleep. And we would just bring tons of people from Phoenix. So we would all pile into this place. So it was really was a flop house. And again, the song is kind of transitional because as I was saying goodbye to music, and I'm saying that flop house fairies need to leave the stage, I was really referring to myself, my bandmates, you know, the people that would caravan down to Bisbee with us. It's like, you know, that's dissolving now. That's over.
All right, let's hear that song about Bisbee. You can take us out on it.
One, two, three, four. Closing down the little wooden staircase. Words all rolling down Benson Highway. The ghosts are gone. Up the hill, take the cement steps. Door is open, you can help yourself. Above the old town beneath contempt, you lose your breath.
That was Steve Jones of Los Jones performing a Tiny Desert concert for us. You can see the video of the performance at the farm on our website. And if you are in a band or you know of one that you'd like to hear play for us, send us a note. We are at the show at kjzz.org.
Inside the little rooms above the bar, different universe, a different time, little confidence is over.
That's the show for today. This has been a KJZZ original production from Phoenix. You can find photos, audio segments, and more information about the program at theshow.kjzz.org. I'm Steve Goldstein. Thanks for listening to the show podcast. To the former you.